Hello, everybody. This is Bill Bauman. But then you probably were wondering, who is this guy? Is it really Bill Bauman? Yes, it is. And I have the distinct pleasure of welcoming you to the first of my new monthly free teleconference time together. And while we're right here, I would like to invite a friend of mine who just happens to be on the other line in the room next to me, and her name happens to be Donna Bauman. I would like to invite her to say hi to you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're really happy to be able to share this hour with you, and I'll give it right back to Bill.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Donna. And gee whiz, what do I want to say? I want to, first of all, really, really welcome you. I have been looking so forward to this. As you know, about 2.5 years ago, I stopped doing these monthly teleconference times right about the time I just shifted my relationship with the Center for Soulful Living. And I just really wanted to give space to Center for Soulful Living and then let the inspiration for this evolve as it comes. And by the way, if you do happen to be hearing some kind of rumbling in the background, it's just that the suite up above us has decided to do some kind of renovation, and they're drilling. So it's either that or a new dentist has moved into town. I'm not sure which, but anyway, it's not a dentist I think I want to go to. Anyway, I really, really welcome. I have felt so inspired to do this, to spend this time with you every month, and to do it as my last newsletter said, do it not primarily as a teaching, not primarily as a speaking to the mind, but in a way that, and I'll say more about this in a few minutes, in a way that's really, really, really about just a blessing. So really, welcome, welcome, welcome to what I believe will be every month, and certainly this evening, just a wonderful time for us to sit in the middle of light, sit in the middle of the infinite, sit in the middle of each other and each other's love and each other's caress, and sit in the middle of grace. And so I welcome you, I welcome you, I welcome you. And I would like to try something. We have lots of people here on the phone, but with this new teleconference service, I have no indication about how many people are here on the web. So for those of you who are online on the web, I really welcome you, even though I have no clue who you are or that you're here. For those of you who are calling by phone, I have like your phone number here, and for the most part, sort of where you're calling from. So I want to welcome you and have us welcome each other. This is something I did in the last Shift Network teleconference. I just invited everybody to say hello, just because there's such a ring of joy as we gather together. So not just this evening, but whatever second Thursday of every month that you feel like joining me and joining Donna and joining us, please do, and we are going to hold each other. So let me see how I do that. I am going to click a little something, and I believe right now you don't have to do anything except say, whenever you're ready, hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
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 All right. Too delicious. Just too delicious. Thank you so much. And again, with great apologies to those of you on the web who didn't get to participate in that, but really you did. Maybe you were yelling and screaming, and maybe it's really not the drilling upstairs. Maybe it's you people on the web. I should have suspected. So hello, welcome. This is marvelous. I have an announcement. The announcement is that for those of you on the web, Donna has put together about 15 different beautiful pieces of scenery and photography for your viewing pleasure while you're listening to this. So please enjoy those. And on behalf of all of us, Donna, thank you so much for that. Second announcement, you ready? Ta-da! Mona lets me know that Deborah will have the recording of this on my website, which is www.billbauman.net, sometime tomorrow. So if you want to listen to it, feel free to go right to the website, and she'll have a link for you to do that. And if I'm not mistaken, because I pressed the record button just right before we did this, you can also, between now and then, like if later this evening you wanted to listen to this, you can also just dial this same number, and it will be there. So I think those are my two announcements. Except before I just jump right in, which I can't stand waiting to get to, I do want to give you just a little feel of, I think, what I want to call the flow of our time together. As I mentioned the two or three times I wrote to you about it, this is not about my preparing a big lecture. I know you've got to be disappointed about that, because you think the one thing that you love the most in life is probably when I do some big theoretical talk and I do some great teaching. And I know that's got to be disappointing and, you know, life-threatening in a sense. But if you bear with it, if you just kind of open yourself to get beyond that, our time this evening and every second Thursday of every month is really about, again, it's sitting in the middle of blessing. And so it's much, much more of a sacred spiritual experience and sacred human experience than it is something that just speaks to your mind. And, of course, you know I'm so brilliant, I will certainly speak to your mind. But that is absolutely secondary. So the flow is, well, let me back up and tell you. So my plan is second Thursday of every month, I'm going to quit everything I do about an hour before we get together, which I did about an hour ago, and I'm just going to sit. And that's what I did for the last hour, roughly, is I just sat in the middle of our soul. I sat in the middle of all of us, and I just internally, in my oneness with you, I just let you speak to me. And I just let you individually speak. I let all of you speak. And so whatever comes out of my mouth will be something that's some vague reference, at least, to how I feel all of us have collectively, soulfully decided about the focus, the verbal focus anyway, that we want to have for this time. But in ways that I mean so much more than ever, ever before, it is so not about the words. It is so beyond the words. It is so about the wisdom of your soul. It is so about the light of your being. It is so about the blessing or the grace that just wants to, through this time together, through this sacred event, sacred ceremony, sacred temple in which we're sitting together, that just wants to unleash itself into you, through you, onto you, and the grace that wants to become you. And so I'm all about us spending this hour drinking in, floating in, bathing in the beauty of divine love and divine blessing. And so the flow is pretty much, I'll open it like I did, say hi, and let us just embrace each other. And then I'm going to do some words, I'm guessing for about 20 minutes or so, I'm not sure. And at least this is the way it looks like it's going to happen this evening. It could shift a little bit other times. And then I want to open it to us, not for questions at first, but for any of us who feels like we have something that's perhaps inspirational, perhaps meaningful, perhaps personal sharing, that you just want to share, that you feel in your heart, like your heart or your soul wants to share with us, and then that time is for you to do so, and I'll tell us the how-to of that for both the web and the phone a little later. And then if we have time, I'd like to open it for maybe a couple questions that I could respond to if you feel like that. And then I would love to spend, I'm guessing, the last 10 minutes or so in a guided meditation, all of which, again, is about love. It's just plain about love. And as I feel it, not just as I see it, not just as I know it, but as I feel life, as I feel creation, as I feel you and me, as I feel everything, as I feel the air I breathe, to me, and of course anything translates to each person in a unique and different way, but to me, it's all love. When I breathe prana in, when I breathe the air in, I'm breathing love in, because it's love that's in the air, if you will. That sounds like a song. Somebody should make up a song like that. And when I think of you, the very thought is a connector to the loveliness of who you are, and it's love that is the energetic connector between you and me. And when we're together, like all however many of us there are right here together in such a strong way today, it's love that does whatever the magic is. And then if I take it into infinity, into the bigger realms, if you will, if I look into the light field, if I look into infinity and I look into the divine and I look into what science calls the multiple dimensions or the multiverse of it all, I just see love being this pulsating, vibrating energy that is what creation is all about. And I do believe that you and I plopped ourselves right in the middle of this creation. We took on creation. We embodied everything that creation is about, both in its humanness and in its everythingness, so that we could experience the love that is the divine, the love that is infinity, the love that is the absolute, but experience that tangibly, feelingly, energetically, vibrationally, interpersonally, experience that intrapersonally, experience that in our heart, our soul, our body, our energy, our sexuality, our feelingness, our connectedness, our vibrational feel of life itself. When we look up into the sky at night and see those stars, when we just feel into the space around us, it's all about love. And so here we are, initiating this monthly time together by saying, I love you, and by saying, I am love. And so the first invitation I have to all of us is, whoa, let's just kind of settle into, let's kind of fall into, let's just let ourselves drift into, kind of delve into love, because love is everywhere. It's everywhere around us. It's everywhere in us. It's everywhere in this very, very, very moment. And so with that, I want to say that if there's a teaching about love, it's this. It's that you are it. You are love. It's not just that you're a human being reaching out for love, striving for love, finding love. It's that you are that. It's that I am that. So maybe right now, if you feel like it, if it's your truth, if it's the truth of this moment, just let yourself be love. Just notice, not just that you are a human being experiencing love, but notice that you are love experiencing itself as the human being that you are. You are love, and love incarnated as you. Love took on this body, and if you just look at your body, it's a beautiful body. I really mean this. Look at your body, and it's a perfectly beautiful, wondrous body. The love that you are looks at your body every day and says, ah, a work of art. It looks at the external body, no matter what you weigh and because of what you weigh, no matter what the shape of your body is and because of the shape of your body. And that love says, ah, I am in love with this perfect body. And then love looks inside you, and it feels the love that vibrates in your inner resonance. It experiences the love that pulsates and beats with every beat of your heart. It experiences how your cells like come alive with love every millisecond of every minute. And that love says, I love this body. This is the perfect body. And love even looks at what we might say is wrong with your body, this symptom, that problem, this whatever. And love, for some reason, doesn't see symptom, doesn't see problem. Love realizes the perfect ritual that that symptom happens to be expressing, the perfect healing that process or that pain is all about. And all love does is it says, ah, what a beautiful body. What a perfect body. I love this body because this body is love. And so if you look at your body and see love, see perfection, see beauty, oh my God, what a beautiful body you are. And if I may, feel free to stay there if you'd like and ignore my next words. You won't miss a thing if you want to. If I may, I'd like to shift that focus a little bit and stay with the focus of you are love. Love is you. Love became you and is you. And love is having a blast in your life, no matter what's going on. Love is looking, and now I'm moving from the body. Love is looking at your heart. Looking at your heart, and love is, of course, in your heart. Love centers itself. Its central operating system, its central office, if you will, is that of your heart. But love is saying, wow, look at me. Look at me. I remember, it's been a few years since Donna or I has told the story, but when our son was a year and a half old, and he was just beginning to come into that sense of individuality in a strong way. I remember it was Thanksgiving for some strange reason. He stood up on this big couch we had. He climbed up there, stood up there, raised his hands high, and he said, me, me, me. And he just kept saying me like he'd never said me ever before. And you could tell in that me that he all of a sudden came into the fullest yet realization, not just of his individuality, but of his beauty, of his magnificence, of his, not just his right to be, his right to express, but the magnificence of his expression, the glory of the self that he was. And if you could have seen the expression on his face, this celebration, this joy, this exquisite screaming to the rooftops of how wonderful he was, Donna and I looked at each other. We were overwhelmed with a sense of, I don't even know what the word is, this sense of ecstasy that we had somehow magically given birth to this being who had just become love itself. And so in this moment, the love that is in your heart is saying about you, it's saying, me, me, look at me. I'm lovely. I'm sensational. I'm like the cat's meow. Especially if you're into cats, you'll really love that. I'm the most amazing creature in my world. I'm the central protagonist in the story of my life. I'm the hero of the universe that I live in. I'm this amazing being. I came here as love to take that creation that is me and let love rule the day. And so love in your heart says, wow, me, you, aren't I perfect? Aren't I perfect? And again, feel free to stay there if you will. I'm going to stay with love. You are love. But I want to move our focus, move love's focus just a little bit more. Let me move love to focus on your mind. In fact, let me do more than that. Let me take love and invite love to reside in your mind. Not just visit your mind, but reside in your mind. I feel, if I'm love, right now, if I am the love that's in your mind, I feel your mind. I feel your thoughts. I feel your theories, beliefs, assumptions, ideals, passions, values, and everything else, your ideologies, all the things that are meaningful to the mental you. And you know what? I love every one of them. I love your stories, even if they're stories that create pain. I love your interpretations, your values. I love your the assumptions that are the behind-the-scene assumptions that move you and drive you. Again, even if they have side effects that don't feel helpful, I love them because they're you. Because they're you. And if I, Bill, would say to the love that is you, if I would say, well, yes, but if you love everything about this person, how do you create changes? If something you're loving about this person is creating pain, what do you do about that? Aren't you concerned? You can tell I'm concerned right here. But I look at love, and love says, no problem. What's with love? Love, your love didn't go to school, didn't go to, didn't get good training, whatever it is, anyway. But love, the love that you says, no. If I just love, if I just am what all of creation is about, if I am love that so totally permeates this seeming problem, that so totally adores even the thoughts that are, let's say, limiting thoughts, my love does the changing all by itself. My love doesn't need to get all focused and directed and into healing and into transformation and change and awakening. My love doesn't need those rituals. Oh, yes, if a person wants those, I'm right there supporting them. If a person is dedicated to that, I love that too, and I'm right there. But I love, don't need them. All I need is to totally, totally, totally adore this thought, because we're in the mind. Totally adore and love and embrace and make love to everything that's in this mind, everything that's in this heart, everything that's in this body, everything that's in this psyche or this emotion or this feeling or this energy field. All I love am about is being totally in love. There's nothing about you that I don't love unconditionally. And so, yes, you need to go somewhere else besides me, love, to find judgment. Because I just never learned it. I don't know what it is. I don't understand it. I don't grasp judgment. Because it assumes something that's not the truth I live in. And so it assumes that there's something wrong with you. And maybe what I love do is I just hold the truth, the simple truth, the essential truth, the non-complicated truth, if you will, the truth that's really just about, gee, you're beautiful. Golly, you're just this embodiment of divine everything, embodiment of divine love and divine beauty and divine exquisiteness and divine radiance and divine light and divine everything. You name it. We've got thousands of words for what's divine. And if I'm love, if I'm the love that took human form as you, then I have no choice but to be that love in every corpuscle of your bloodstream. Be that love in every breath of your lungs. Be that love in every creation of an electron in your atoms. I have no choice but to hold the truth of that love for every facet of you to see, to stand on the mountaintop of your inner being, radiating out love and proclaiming everything about you is love. And sure, listen to whatever other voice. It's okay because I love the other voices too. See, you can't catch me. You can't trap me. I've got you covered with love. Because really, all you are is this amazing, beautiful, wondrous love. So I, Bill, just really want to say, I love you. If I get really self-absorbed for just a minute and say a whole bunch about me, I look at especially the last many years in my life, if I raise the question, who are you, Bill? And other people ask that question too, not with a complimentary tone in their voice, I might add. but if I go to who am I think at this point in my life, the simple version of who I am is I'm just an embodiment, a simple little embodiment of God, of the divine. And I embody that love. I embody a certain truth. And it's a non-complex truth. It's a real, again, simple, uncomplicated, kind of an easy truth. It's the lazy person's guide to enlightenment, you know, that thing. I'm just the embodiment and the sharer, the translator of divinity into the human consciousness, the human heart, the human soul, the human body, the human being. And so I do that. I wander around the world, and like I've wandered into this space with us. And if I ask myself, well, what am I doing here? And I go back to that whole theme of who am I? What am I doing here? I feel like what I'm doing is I'm just being that divine love and that divine light and that divine truth. And I'm just being the external voice of it as while that voice is in the background, as we huddle together, we join together. And it's interesting, this evening, just for whatever it's worth, I don't envision us as huddling together in a circle, but huddling together in a heart shape. So I see us all together forming a heart, actually a beautiful, beautiful heart. And it's our collective heart, but it's also the magnification of your individual heart. So if I may say it in conclusion, I feel like you are the most exquisite embodiment of love, the most exquisite creation of love, the most exquisite incarnation of love. And so let's all try that on together. If you feel like it, wow, I'm love. Nothing else, nothing less, nothing more. I'm just love as love somehow wanted and wants to take form in me, to have pleasure in me, to have expression, and to be experienced in this self, this being that just happens to be me. Wow. I am love, and if I would do nothing in my life, nothing other than just go to that space where I feel love. For some, it's in the heart. For some, it's in the soul. For some, it's in the body. For some, I know some people for whom it's in the mind. But wherever love is, if I just go there, or I invite love to come to me, and I basically say to myself, wow, you know what? Love is everything I am, and I want love. I want love to be the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the bookends of the start and the finish, the everything of my life. If the truth of me is that I'm love and I'm all about splashing in love, bathing in love, creating relationships in love, being love, doing love, if I'm about thinking love and if I'm about feeling love and if I'm about creating a whole life that is an experience of love. If that's my gig, if that's my shtick, if that's my calling, if that's my true nature, then wow, if I did nothing else, if I forgot everything else, if I forgot my pursuit of enlightenment, if I forgot to heal myself and my issues, if I forgot about telling myself to stop judging, if I forgot all my rituals and processes and practices and had only one, which is, oh, in every minute or at least every minute I think of, let me just call myself to love Where's love right now? And let me go there. What's love inviting right now? And I listen to the invitation. What's love doing right now in me, through me, around me? How's love connecting me, if you will, connecting me to all those around me, connecting me to the world that in my mind I may be having judgments about or feeling bad about or whatever. But what's love as me? Think about that. How does love think? So if I did nothing but just went to love, love up there, out there as the divine, love out there in my best friend who really loves me no matter what, but especially love inside, love right around me, love in the space that is me. If all I ever did, ever in my life, was just keep inviting myself to be the love that I came here to be, then I deeply, deeply believe that I would have fulfilled every purpose, accomplished every mission, fulfilled every calling that ever could be and ever would be in my life. Thank you so much for being love. Thank you so much for being love and daring to come to this earth and be that love in the midst of mindsets that have forgotten. Thank you for being willing to stand in the truth of your love-filled, love-centered, love-grounded, love-rooted self in a world that is hungry, totally hungry, starving for that love simply because, in whatever ways, it's forgotten that it is love. Thank you for being that love just for you, just for you. And in the process, indirectly, unconsciously, soulfully, being a model of that love for every human being, past, present, and future, on the face of this remarkable, beautiful, divine, love-filled earth. And finally, thank you for being so lovely, and for being in Donna's life and my life in a way that frankly blesses us, enriches us, fulfills us, completes us, just because you're the most amazing love that you could ever be. Wow. I just feel like sitting with you for a moment, and I'm going to turn this over to you in just a second, but I just feel like sitting with you and in a probably about 20 minutes of utter silence, and I'm not going to invite that, at least yet, just as we all drink in the profound beauty of you and of us and of everything. So I want to give anybody who feels like it a chance to express anything that you feel is like something your love or your loving self is inviting you to share. And again, this is not a time for any kind of question to me, so I truly appreciate you're not asking me any kind of question. But for those of you who are on the phone who would like to say something, it looks to me that what you need to do is press star 2, and then that will give me a little clue that you would like to say something. And if you happen to be on the web, all you need to do is, you've got a little box that I believe is on the left side of your screen, and I forget what it says, but it probably says box. And if you would like to write anything, of course, if you're on the web, you can't speak with words, but you could write anything you felt like writing. And what I will do at any point is I'll just pick out one or two of those to read. And with that, I would like to go to, whoops, Where is it? I just lost you. There, there it is. To the person, I'm going to just in a way that tries to respect your privacy. If you want some, I'm just going to refer to the area code here. So this is area code 630, and I am. I think I have just called on you. Can you hear me? I hope you're saying yes. Oops, you know what? I think I just got rid of you instead. That's right, I just got rid of you. I'm sorry, would you raise your hand again? Oh, yeah, I'm relearning this. If I'm away from this for like a month and a half or so, I forget it all. So could that person raise your hand again? I'm sorry, I got rid of you. That's shame on me. So let's see. I'm looking at some things that are on the web, but these are more just hellos, and then there's a question that I'm going to just bypass for the moment. So let me go back and see if there's somebody else. Yes, there we go. Now, let's see if I can get this right. There we go. Now I know I've got it. So area code 630, I bet you can hear me now and I can hear you.
Bill?
Oh, yes.
You
good.
On purpose. You know who this is.
Well, yes, I do, but I
know
I'm,
who this is,
I'm,
and
I'm
you know that
a...
I talk too much.
So I'm trying to have a rare moment of interpersonal sensitivity here, really.
And I was so much in love.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
okay.
Talk to us.
So I want to say that I was suffering some ego-based love betrayal, and in the last couple of days, and I did forget that I do know love from the top of my head to the tips of my toes and everything in between. And so I sat down about an hour and a half ago, and I was asking for guidance to get myself upside right again. And I saw you. I saw you. I said, "Oh, Bill, hi." And it was like you were sitting on a little cloud. And then I thought, "Oh, today's the webinar." And I saw you.
Yes.
I said, "Oh, yes, okay, Bill, help me." And I just sat and love started. "Oh, yes, I know love. I know love." I don't, you know, the betrayal on the outside means is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I'll just fast forward to what you were just saying now. I was actually ahead of what you were saying because I had already listened to it. An hour and a half
ago.
Which
is the story of your life with me. You're always ahead of me. I spend my life trying to catch up with you. So thank you so much for that.
Beautiful. Thank you as always.
Yeah. And I would like to open this to the person with area code 416, and I think we can hear you. Are you there?
Hear me?
From Canada?
Oh, my, it's me.
It's you. Hi. Surprise.
Yes, Karen, you're the only Karen in Canada here.
Oh, hello. Welcome. What would you like to say to me?
I just wanted to say thank you, not just to you, but to every unique, divine, precious soul who's joining me in playing in this wonderful field of loving vibration that you've created for us here, that you've invited us to enjoy, to let us just hang out and feel the love regardless of, or even because of, conditions, which is what unconditional love means for me, regardless of or because of conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just think,
beautifully said.
Yeah, treasure those breaths. Treasure this fun and the play, because deep down, that's all we are. And I thank you for sharing that with us and reminding us of that this evening.
That was both beautiful in your words and in just the way you spoke to our depths with that. Thank you so much. God.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Bye. And I'm going to call on one more person who for whom I don't have an area code simply because it says anonymous. So is there a person who has your theoretical hand up that you pressed star to? Hello?
Well, that may be me.
I'm sure it is. It sounds just like you.
It sounds just like all you need is love. It's Jay saying, just sending greetings to everybody.
Oh, aren't you just adorable? Thank you. Actually, that's great. That's probably going to be one of those tunes that I'll be driving home tonight, and I won't be able to get it out of my head. just because. Thank you so much. Okay. Great. Great voice, by the way, too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And hold on just a second. My goodness, this is, being a technician is an interesting kind of a deal. Hold on. We're good. Okay, give me a second to check one more thing. This is great being a technician here. So this is from somebody in North Carolina. You know who you are. This is on the web. Hi, this is just a hello, but wow, I also have to say that your hour before the call of connecting into us was so right on, as your message was perfect, perfect timing. I feel drenched in, soothed in love, in heart joy and acceptance, of which I am so grateful. Thank you, thank you. I've missed you. Love and hugs. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. I am going to shift gears just a little bit here, if I may. And I know my plan was after this to open this up to anybody who feels like they would like to ask a particular question. But what I'd like to do is I would like to lead us, if I may, in a, let me just call it a guided meditation. There are a couple other people who do have your hands up here. Feel free to not change that, because if there's time at the end, I would love to have you say something. And if there's not, that's my apologies. But if I may, I'd like to, first of all, just repeat a little bit that that you are love, that I am love, that the to be absurd and truthful about it, that the very chair you're sitting in is made up of molecules that are love molecules, and the space around you in the room that you're in, if you just look into the space, we call it the air, or the light field actually is really what it is. If you look into that space, it's really, even though invisible to our human senses, it's just teeming with love, love vibrations, love molecules. And I remember reading a few months back that scientists have now discovered that we don't just emit various energies from our body. We also emit the very chemicals that are in our body that they've identified, I forget, 27 or something like that, chemicals already, that and the list is growing, that are feelable by the chemicals of other people's bodies. And so it's just a way of saying that the air, the light field, the space is external and internal to us. It's filled with lots of things. But to me, the key ingredient that it's filled with, the key ingredient of all creation, is love. And so in these moments ahead, probably the next 10 minutes or so, if you just kind of sit back, relax, and just be in your own space and let yourself just drink in these words. And of course, as always, just listen to your own inner truth as it reverberates within you, speaking its own internal words, if you will. Just let happen whatever happened. Because what our time together is about is, it's not about the words, of course. The words are entertainment. The words entertain the mind. It's about a blessing. Because love, the spirit of love, the presence of love, the power of love, the wonder of love. Love wants to bless us. Love wants to amp up its presence within us. Love wants to magnify its resonance. It wants to amplify its inner tone. It wants to give greater voice to its inner song. It wants to give more passion to the watery flow, if you will, of its energy. Love wants to come alive more. It wants to be more front and center. It wants to not just live in your heart. It wants to live in every thought of your mind. It wants to live in every pulsing of your bloodstream, of your heart's beating. It wants to be passionately not just alive but alert and vibrant in every cell of your body. It wants every cell within you to be celebrating love more and more and more and more until that moment. That moment that might seem rare, but is totally possible for us, until that magical moment when, wow, everything that's here is coated in love. Everything that's me is bathing in love. Every thought in my mind is swimming in a pool of love. And even if my mind is doing the regular thoughts, etc., that it's plugged in. Like an electric cord into an electrical socket in the wall. Every thought, no matter what it's doing, is in the background, is plugged in to love. And it feels nurtured by love, feels empowered by love, so that love is empowering, giving life to, bringing alive everything that we are and us. And so here we are in a magic, magic moment, where love that lives in every other dimension has brought the love that is in all those dimensions right here into your three-dimensional, four-dimensional self. Here we are, you and I, just in this amazing, amazing, amazing space where the love that lives in the middle of and perhaps is the divine, the love that lives even beyond the divine, perhaps, in what some would call the absolute, in what some beyond that would call the void or the nothing, that love that lives everywhere has brought that alive into whatever version of that is in you, into your core, into your depths. So the love that lives beyond time and space happens to live in that subcellular space in you that's also beyond time and space. The love that lives in the stars of the universe lives equally in those stars in your body that we call photons of light, that we call cells and atoms and electrons and photons and quarks and neutrinos and all those other words, and neurons. Love is simply gifting us, not because we deserve it, and certainly not because we don't deserve it, but just because the truth of us is we're love, and it's just time. It's just time. Right now, no matter what, you don't have to deserve it anymore. You don't have to work for it. It's just time. Love is saying, it's my time. I created myself as you. I've been very, very powerful and present and central in your life, though I've perhaps seemed to go into the background. I've seemed to go underground and sort of leave you to dangle on your own, if you will. But it's time. It's my time. It's your time. It's our time. I'm you. You're me. Look at me. Look at me now. Look at love. The love that incarnated as you, however you see me, wherever you see me, whatever I look like, look at me and notice how I'm looking at you. I love you. I adore you. I'm totally fulfilled as you. I don't need anything else. I don't need any healing. All I need is to be fully, fully here as you. And I come bearing gifts, bearing blessings. And it's the gift of me, the very same gift that I gave you upon the very moment of your conception, and a little later into your time in the womb when I as your soul came in much bigger form, and at that moment and those moments of your birth into humanness where instead of breathing liquid, you started breathing air, and I infused myself into the air that you breathe, and I infused myself into the 99.9% light that is your body, and I infused myself into every feeling, even the ones that don't seem helpful. I'm you. Look at me looking at you. I look at you with complete devotion, with utter and absolute adoration. I look at you like I look at the divine, like I look at every expression of beauty that is, but even more so, I look at you the same way, more so because you and I are making this personal. This is about you personally being love. It's about you feeling the perfection and the wonder and the amazingness and the miracle that you are, as I do. It's about you having a love affair with me, a love affair with you, a love affair with your body, your heart, your soul, your feelings, your energies, your thoughts, your everything. Your everything. So my gift, my blessing in this moment is I'm fully here. Drink from my cup. Sip from my breast. Open to my outpouring and inpouring of grace. Feel the power that I am emitting into your core. The power of love itself, which is the power that if something needs healing, is the power to heal. The very power in your core, that because it's about the sacredness of your being, and because it's about you so loving and being in love with the sacredness of your being, that love can and will create and perhaps even now is creating itself in whatever form. A form of power, a form of creativity, a form of transformative juice, a form of awakening or aha or insight. A form of inner peace. Love creates anything, and it creates anything that you need in any moment. So please, fall in love. Please be in love. Please love. Because it's your nature. It's who you are. And the more you do, the more you and I have removed from us that seeming barrier between us. That seeming moat around the castle of you that has left you not fully connected. I love and adore you. And I so want you to love and adore yourself. I commit to you. I am here. Fully. I will never, ever, ever go away. I'm everywhere you look, though you probably notice me in a lot of individual places. And because I'm here, I will feed you, nurture you, empower you, and frankly, adore you every minute of every day. Thank you so very, very, very much. And just as we're letting all of that just, if you will, just settle and just become us even more, I want to read another message that came in from one of you on the web. Bill, as the expression of the divine, I love seeing love reflecting from all directions of life. Thank you for your wonderful words tonight. Infinite love. And I want to say to every one of us, simply because our time is ending, and I wish I had a little time for the couple of you who still have your hand up, but I apologize that that's just not quite going to work this evening. But I want to, in closing, thank you. To speak from my heart a little bit, because you know I'm so self-protective and guarded that I rarely do that. But just to speak from my own heart a little bit. I'm really driven by pretty much one thing in life, and that's some divine. This is a lousy word, but some divine mechanism within me, some divine presence in me that basically says, Bill, keep showing up, keep being present. It really doesn't matter, in a sense, how you're present, though I certainly guide and move that in lots of ways. But just keep being present as somebody who loves and adores who's there. And just be the human version of me. Just be the human version of me. I'll take care of the rest. Whatever needs to happen, happens. But just be me. And I think the reason I feel like sharing that little tidbit of information, besides the fact that it lives as a powerful, it's not just a calling, it's a truth, it's a requirement within me. I can't not be that. But because if I'm that, I deeply believe that each of us is our version of that. The words might be different for you, but I would raise the question, what is it that you embody? Either what of the divine do you embody, or what of infinity, or what of grace, or what of light do you embody? What is it that you're all about? And we usually find that answer either in our heart or in our soul or somewhere way down deep in the core, in the root cellar of our being. Wherever you find it, and I'm assuming that it'll be some version of love, please be it. You deserve that. You came here for it. And really, as somebody said a little earlier, the rest is fluff. I mean, really, without trying to take away from the dramas of anybody's life and the relative importance thereof, that's just the stuff of it. That's just the steps we go through. That's the play of our lives, if we're the main character in a play. But really, what it's about is who are you? Who am I? Who are we? And do we dare be that, and even more than that, how fully do we dare? So in closing, if I may, I would like to again thank you. Thank you for being love. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the many, 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 many of us who are here together this evening, just because the love that is deep within us said, let's go there, and let's tonight, and maybe whatever other second Thursday of the month you feel like it, let's show up, and let's sit in that bathwater in that temple, and let's just soak in the blessing. I love you. For this next month, between now and then, I will hold you deeply in love and open myself to experience you holding yourself equally deeply. Thank you. What I want to do, if I can remember how to do it, yes, I can, is I'd love to invite us to say goodbye to each other, if I may. And I am now unmuted, everybody, and I think we can do it. Thank you, everybody.
Good night, Bill.
Good night. Good night.
Bye. 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 Bye